Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the asset class of investing in farmland and agricultural land. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by the CEO of a company called Landex, Kamel Belkadi. Kamel, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for letting me speak on this podcast. I'm really happy to be here today.
No, but we're very happy to have you because this is a particularly interesting one. I think it's particularly pertinent as well, given what's happening in the global economy at the moment and looking at agricultural product prices. This is a very interesting one. I was preparing for the podcast, looking at what Landex do and what the opportunity is for investors. So, I mean, maybe let's kick things off with that, Kamel, if you may. Please, would you be able to give us, you know, who Landex are and what you guys do?
So Landex is a land investment platform enabling any EU citizen or resident, also including people from UK and Switzerland, to invest in farmland. Anyone can sign up, then charge their account, and then they can start investing in farmland from 10 euros. Actually, it works like any other investment marketplace, with cashback, with auto-invest, with a secondary market. The only difference is that we let people invest in farmland. Actually, we are the only ones in Europe doing so.
Fantastic. So I've got we've got a few questions here that have sprung to mind. You know, first of all, you know, people that are investing here in, you know, in the UK in property would, you know, traditionally look at commercial property and obviously land used for residential. So why did you set out to build an investment platform that focuses on farmland specifically?
Because farmland is a very great asset. I mean, it's finite supply, its demand is growing, it's not volatile. I mean, when was the last time you heard that farmland prices or land prices went down? You never hear that. Land prices all the time goes up unless there is a war. Actually, it's sustainable investment also. Also, as you know, the world population is growing. So land will become more and more valuable due to its increasing use by human and its finite amount. These two characteristics make land one of the best long-term investments in the world. A company can always go bankrupt, God can always be replaced, government can always default on their bonds, but land will always be needed and farmland will always be productive. I mean, farmland is one of the oldest, if not the first investment like asset that exists in the world.
Fantastic. So, Kamel, let's please now drill down into the platform, how the platform works, you know, the mechanics of Landex. So, a couple of questions. I mean, who owns the land? If an investor comes along and they want to invest via Landex, you know, who's the custodian, the owner of the underlying land, and how do investors earn money from their investment via Landex?
So legally, Landex as a company owns the land. As an investor, like if someone invests 100 euro in our land, he will just own the shares of that. He will give Landex a loan and he will just own shares on that loan. So it's a crowdfunding business model. We collect the money from investors, we buy the land, and Landex will exclusively own that land. So how do investors earn money? The way it works, through land price appreciation and through land rental and through secondary market. So I'll start explaining one by one. So from secondary market, you can, let's say you invested 100 euro, you can sell your loan shares like on our secondary market for higher price, or you can keep it. We've seen people making some profits on our secondary market or through rentals. As you know, all of our farmland are being rented to farmers, and each year we collect from them rent and we split this rent or distribute this rent to our investors. And lastly, through land price appreciation. As you know, land price is going up year after year. Like Current, I mean, last year land price went up, I think 15% at least in the politics. So what happens if we have a buyer, external buyer, who come to us and says, "I want to buy this farmland from you, with market price or higher than market price." Then we run voting. We ask investors who are invested in this land, "Do you agree to sell your shares in this farmland?" And if we get over 66% of investors say yes, then we sell. And actually, we sold three lands for now, or two lands, and people made profits out of that.
Fantastic. So the question that would jump to my mind, and I'm sure it would jump to a lot of investors' mind, first of all, that if LandX owns the land as such, what happens to the investors' money if LandX goes bankrupt?
Well, it's very hard that LandX will go bankrupt, given like our business model, it's proven to work, at least for now. We have product market fit. If we see similar business, like if we see similar crowdfunding platforms, like none of them, like I would say 90% of them didn't went bankrupt, so that's very hard. But in case that LandX goes bankrupt, what happens? We make an auction and then we sell investors' land and then we return investors' money. So your money will get back to you in any case.
Fantastic. So, I mean, one of the reasons why we're actually recording this podcast today, Kamel, is because you yourselves are going to be crowdfunding to help the growth of LandX on Cedars. And that's something that we're going to touch on a little bit later on in the podcast. So if people like the idea, there's two ways to be involved with this. Of course, there's the option to invest in the via the platform in Farmland, but there's also the opportunity to invest in you as a business that we're going to discuss a little bit later on. But so let's really stay now and focus on, you know, looking at a potential exposure, the potential exposure investor would get by investing via LandX. Now, of course, differentiation, I would have thought, with your products is the actual land. So, I mean, where are the farmlands located, and how do you go about selecting them? What's your investment process for selecting farmland for investment on the platform?
So currently our lands are located in Estonia. We launched LandX officially 10 months ago. We are still growing in Estonia, but we will go after the Cedars round to other European countries like Portugal, Spain, Belgium, Netherlands, etc. Then investors will have access to more farmland in other European countries. And the way we select farmland, first we have a network of brokers and land management firm that they help us to get farmland from buyers. And then we have a land committee that they select the land, they see like the land, the soil type, how much this land is away from the road, does this land have any history, like bad history, who are the neighbors of this land. I mean, we all the time we want to get like good neighbors. What was cultivated in this land for the last 10 years, because that affects the soil type, along with other like with other criteria that like mainly farmers understand. That's how we select farmland.
Perfect. So, is it only, because obviously with a platform such as LandX, there's a lot of mechanics and technology that goes into your platform. Is it something that you're going to be sticking to in terms of farmland, or are there going to be other investment products that you add to your platform as you go forward?
For now, we will stick only with farmland, but in the future, who knows? Probably like we enhance our business model and we probably add other investment products. But for now, we don't have any plans to add any other investment product. It's only farmland for now, but who knows?
Okay, fantastic. So, I mean, investors are listening to this and they may be interested in getting involved in LandX. I mean, what are the classifications of investors and, you know, who are actually able to invest in farmland via LandX?
Anyone who lives in the European Union, also in Switzerland and in UK, can invest using LandX.
Okay, perfect. So let's now look forward for LandX, Kamel. As I mentioned before, you're going to be raising funds via seeders very shortly. In fact, I think you're in your preparation stages where people are able to pre-register their interest on your seeders page. So let's just focus on that, if we may, because that will give listeners a good indication of where you see the business going. So, I mean, for Landex, when you raise, you know, the funds, how much are you looking at raising? And what do you feel the funds are going to be spent on to really propel the growth of the underlying business forwards?
So we are aiming to raise minimum 100,000 euro, and maximum around 400,000 euro. It depends like on the situation. And we would use this money to expand to other European countries in terms of investors, in terms of land. So we would use this land to get more investors, to enhance our product, to apply for crowdfunding license. And also we would use this land to make better network and network and connection of brokers and land management firm in other European countries to get more land. That's how we would use our the funds from seeders.
Fantastic. So, you know, people that want to know more about Landex, where's the best place to do that? We're going to include a link through to your seeders page in the notes to this podcast, so people will be able to find further information there. But where's the best place for people to go and find more information about the platform?
I mean, they can go to our website and FAQ page at www.landex.ai, or they can connect us at using our email info@landex.ai, or using my email kemer@landex.ai. Also, I'm more than happy to speak with people on LinkedIn.
Perfect, perfect. So we'll actually include some of those details into the podcast as well. So just to finish off here, Carmel, you know, people are listening to this, you know, thinking, you know, there's two options here. There's either the option to invest in you as a business on seeders, and there's obviously the opportunity to invest in the platform, you know, in the farmland. I mean, what are the things that are exciting you the most at the moment about the opportunities in farmland? Just to finish off the podcast here.
I mean, what's exciting me about opportunities in investing in farmland, first, that we are the first mover in Europe that democratize farmland investment. We are enabling like people to invest in very sustainable asset, which is farm. I think no one was able to invest directly in farmland. We are also pushing farmers to adapt sustainable agriculture practices to reduce CO2 emissions, to protect the nature. This is like the most reasons that motivate me to grow Landex.
Fantastic. That's great. Thank you very much. So just as a note before we finish here, do check out the notes to this podcast, because there's going to be a lot more information in the links there to give you a better understanding of how the platform works. So Carmel, thank you much for joining us on the podcast today.
Sure. Welcome. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Carmel, and good luck for your upcoming Seeders campaign. Thanks everyone for listening.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.